Ebay.com today.
Well, a suicide bomb blast certainly rocked the folks inside a Pakistan luxury hotel. Some UN folks killed in that, at least 11 dead, dozens wounded. It looks like a horror show when you actually look at the photos. I know this is radio, but trust me, my friends, in the dark and with lights shining on the hotel, or what was the hotel, the Pearl Continental, you have a lot of rescue workers still combing over the area. Hey, this is Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load, too, and talk about my health and your health. I have been feeling exhausted the last couple of months, so I started taking Shen-trition. I never have endorsed or taken any kind of a supplement. You know, you've heard me say this now a couple of times, and I love this stuff. Not only have I felt like I have more spring in my step and getting up earlier and getting things done, but I lost 10 big ones. 10 pounds, yeah. Always good to lose weight. What's the old saying? You can never be too thin or too rich, man or woman. I'm going to tell you how that too thin thing applies to United Airlines, as they're charging people who weigh too much for two seats, and certainly they're not the only one. It's always controversial, but there's about 8 airlines that do it. Back to the suicide attack. Suicide attackers pretty much shot their way past guards. You know that's the red flag, and they set off a bomb outside of this hotel. You have a lot of foreigners that go there. A lot of the wealthy Pakistanis would be mixed into that crowd as well. I said that the death toll keeps switching, but 11 people dead, 70 people wounded, and it happened at about 10 o'clock at night, again in Pakistan, so you have the nightlife still zigging and zagging over there in full swing. It reduced basically a chunk of the hotel to what I was trying to describe earlier as concrete rubble and twisted steel, and it left this horrible crater in the parking lot. Who do you think did this? Of course, the Taliban is claiming it's theirs. It came a week after Taliban leaders warned that they're going to do a major attack or two in some large cities to retaliate for an army offensive to reclaim that nearby Swat Valley region from the militants there that we've been talking about. So nobody immediately stepped up to claim the credit for that bombing. Horrible to say that, isn't it, in the Peshawar area, but it's the largest city there. 2.2 million people. So I think shocking to lots not expecting that to happen. But then again, isn't that the idea, right? Now, and that area too, and that hotel is in between two different districts. It's called PC by Pakistanis because it overlooks a golf course, a historic fort. It's definitely the nicest hotel in the city. And it's well-guarded and set back from the main road. So this was a sort of in-your-face, we can get to you, even if you think you're behind gates and with guards. And as I mentioned, some UN workers were among the casualties, and certainly that's a sad state of affairs. The UN agency there identified one of the guys, one of their staff members, as among the dead, an information technology specialist from Serbia. So there was all kinds of different people in this hotel, which is the norm. And again, the Taliban obviously knew that was their goal, right, to see something like that happen. Meantime, closer to home, there was a huge hearing. The National Transportation and Safety Board finally gets around to this. Of course, they have been investigating it, but they're examining the crash landing of that U.S. Airways jet in the Hudson River. And the strangest thing, do you remember where you were when you heard about that jet? I was in Hawaii, and with the time difference, I flipped on the tube, and I thought, oh, no, a plane is going down in Manhattan. You got to be kidding. And then, of course, as I watched, and I was watching as details were coming in, it was a wild deal that the pilot had successfully landed this plane in the middle of the Hudson River, and it had to do with birds and the engines, that thump of the birds that smashed into the engines and all that sort of stuff. So Captain Chesley Sullenberger became a hero overnight as a result of that, because it could have been catastrophic for the people on board that flight. So now the conversation is about, especially in that area, the amount of birds that end up flying into these engines, just how dangerous it is. And that's was part of a big chunk of what the National Transportation Safety Board was talking about during the day in these hearings. There's 3 days of hearings, and this is about those safety issues. How do you prevent the birds and the aircraft engines from meeting? How do they withstand collisions with the large birds? And what about some other issues, too, that would lend itself in that same direction? I mean, are there adequate standards to protect passengers if you have to do a forced water landing? Isn't it weird? How many times, like, when you sit there and you listen to the instructions when you're on a flight, do you listen? Or do you think, I have heard this so many times about the oxygen mask and flotation device? And I noticed when I was flying back after that flight and for the next couple of times I was flying afterwards, people seemed to me like they were more attentive. And maybe that's just me thinking that. But usually people are talking, rumbling around, moving their stuff, whatever. And I noticed that now on the last couple of flights I've been on, people have been really focusing on whatever they're being told as far as the safety instructions. Read the card that's in your seat pocket and all that, you know, sort of stuff. So we're going to let you hear what Sullenberger had to say a little bit later in the show and talk more about what do you do with these birds. And it's just crazy. It's amazing that he made that landing. It still is. When I see that little shot of the footage of him going down, you just take a breath and realize, wow, this could have turned out so differently for so many families. How awful this could have been. But thank goodness it was a miracle. When we have so many other things happening in the world, here's one bright light, certainly. Well, here's a negative thing that happened last week, and we talked about on the show a ton. Nothing gets me more furious than the idea of somebody going to prison and becoming a Muslim convert and saying that they hate America, they want to do away with the military and the Americans' point of view and the Americans fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, etc. And that's exactly what happened with Abdul Hakim Muhammad. He told the Associated Press from a jail cell in Little Rock that in killing Private William Long, a kid wet behind the ears who had just finished his basic training, he killed him outside of that Army-Navy recruiting center. He said he didn't consider it murder because the U.S. military action in the Middle East made the killing justified. You know, when I hear stuff like that, I'm telling you, it just makes my skin crawl. And we're so worried about, oh, what are we going to do with the detainees, closing Gitmo, bring them here, fair trials, all this other nonsense, all this stuff about the photographs and what the CIA should or shouldn't release. And then you hear stuff like that, or you see that story that happened in New York where synagogues could have been blown up and a military plane could have been shot out of the sky. Then what does everybody say? And unfortunately, this guy threatened and carried out with this threat. He didn't give any warning about specifically what he was going to do, but it was obvious that he was off the rails, apparently. And he was radicalized in a foreign prison in Yemen. So, unfortunately, the innocent victims were two guys. Well, one guy's life and the other guy shot. Two young guys who decided they were going to serve in the military. You can't bring them back. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the success I'm having on Shentrition with its founder, Stephen Rogers. You got to hear this stuff. Round the bend here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
confirm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Two, three, four.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh.
I felt a little fear.
All right, so I'm gonna brag a little bit about what's happened to me in the past month. I've said it a couple times on the show, a bunch of times, in fact, recently, to let everybody know, because I'm starting to get questions about it, and I'm really serious about this whole thing, because there wouldn't be a reason for me to do it otherwise. I've passed on other things. I've been asked lots of times when I worked for the Fan in New York and when I worked in Dallas on the ticket, et cetera, and I passed on everything. So I started to take Shentrition. And if you go to Shentrition.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. And anyway, they have a bunch of different products. I started to take just the Shentrition, that's what I call it anyway, itself, right? I made a little shake with it, basically. And then I started on the detoxing tea system, and the results have been really impressive. I'm starting to have people ask me what's going on. One, because I dropped 10 pounds. So anytime you lose any kind of weight, it's so tough when you're working out and doing eating, you feel like you're eating better and you're trying not to eat fast food and all that other sort of stuff. It's still tough to drop any kind of weight. And let me tell you, you can never be too thin, especially when you think about flying. If you need more than 17 inches, some of the airlines are charging you for two seats. But then that means you would be labeled as obese, and that would be an awful thing anyway. So if you are struggling in all kinds of fronts, seriously, Shentrition is awesome stuff. So without further ado, and as I blather on and on, Stephen Rogers joins us now, and he is the founder of this company. We've talked to him before, and it was exactly about a month ago when we talked to him last, and it was kind of in the beginning of when I was doing everything, and now it really has kicked in for me. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. It's great to talk to you, and that's awesome. You've lost 10 pounds already. You just started.
I know, so that's like in a month period, and I'm thinking, hey, you know, the cereal companies, when they say that thing about, well, if you eat two bowls of cereal and that's all you eat, and then you just a sensible meal, you'll lose 10 pounds in 2 months, and I'm beating that trend, so I like my odds better with Centrition. But I do, I feel good. I feel good. You know, that's the whole thing. I feel good. My skin feels good. I feel like I have more energy. That's what I said before originally, but now it's been longer and I can really see that. But you're not surprised by that, are you?
No, not at all. And I tell people, once you start on this product, and of course the other products support it, what you're basically going to do is reset your metabolic rate. We do that by strengthening what we call in Chinese medicine essence, which in Western medicine is basically the blood and the hormones. And we were talking about it, and you were talking about when you saw my photo that you couldn't believe I was 41 years of age. And I tell people, I said, when the whole idea of the anti-aging movement is to make change from the outside in, either through surgery, polypharmacy, or some kind of topical solutions, I said, why not go to the core of the tree? Think of the body like a tree, and the outside is the bark. I said, you wouldn't go up to a tree if you wanted to treat that tree and wipe something on the bark. And I said, so why do we do that with the skin? Why don't we strengthen the blood, which is the sap? And when the sap is rich and it's vital, then it's going to reflect on that outside, which is the bark, would be the hair, the skin, the nails, the teeth, the gums, the eyes. And we're going to see that brightness come out. But the most important thing, when we strengthen the blood and the hormones, what we were so vital and rich with when we were young, we reset our metabolic rate. We put the fuel in us that actually kickstarts that fire and makes metabolism what it is. So you're beginning to see some of the many, many effects, which is weight loss. You're going to return to your normal, functional, fully functional weight and body type. I mean, you're going to go right back down to your body composition that you have. I tell people, if they do this and they do the cleanse and they stay on that free holistic nutrition CD that I send them, that they will get back down to their senior year weight, their prom weight.
Prom weight, that's something to think about, because, you know, then that
well,
means...
I mean, unless they were already overweight then, of course, we're going to get them back down to their perfect weight.
Right, right. And that's the key, is being at your perfect weight, because now we see this. I mean, hey, they're starting to talk about this with healthcare in the United States, that not enough people do preventative things. So this is something that can be preventative for many, and for others, it can get you back to where you should be, back to health, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And going back to that analogy that I used with the tree and strengthening the sap, it's all really, the key is in the blood. When we were young, before we started to go through puberty and we started to have, you know, we had to work all the time and worry about bills and stressed out, I mean, we were rich in these hormones that give us the energy that keeps the engine moving. As we get older, they deplete, and as they deplete, we start to see the myriad of problems that are associated with aging. I mean, really, there's only one disease, and that is aging, and everything else is just a symptom of it. And so if we can get the body back, or at least the core material aspects of the body, which are the blood and the hormones, back to the way they were when we were a teenager, then the outside and all the organs, that stuff will just take care of itself. So we have to start there, building blood. And then also with a detoxing program, what we're doing is we're flushing all the toxins out of the blood, too. We don't want dirty blood. You know, the dirty blood is also going to reflect on the skin. We know that the blood is filtered out through the liver. And, you know, it's ironic that we call these little spots as we get older on our body liver spots. And all that really is dirty blood that's being reflected on the skin, because the skin is the largest detoxing organ in the body. It's trying to push it out. It's just making ugly spots on us as we get older.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And you sent me a bunch of different stuff, and I was talking about taking the tea, which is awesome, and I'm halfway through that. And you also did something that was interesting, because I think, and I mean, honestly, a lot of supplements and other things that are flying around out there, I think, are ridiculously overpriced. But, Stephen, seriously, for what you give everybody, you are so, I think you're underpriced, which is good news for people that are listening to what I'm saying about Centrition.
Maybe I'll jack the prices up. Yeah, and the reason why we do that is you won't find us on the shelf, any shelves at any major vitamin stores or anything, and the reason why is because our product is just too expensive to make, and you have to go, a lot of people don't know, I just can't walk into GCN and put that product on the shelf. I have to go through a distributor. who then wants to change the product, market the way they want, step on it with cellulose fiber to make it affordable so they can make a big cut to put it on the shelves. So we avoided all that, and that's why we came directly to the consumer through people like yourself. And so we're able to actually pass on some savings to people now because the distributors are really the people that are making the money in this business. And I'd rather not deal with them at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. So if somebody gets a starter pack, they get three awesome CDs that really help you, obviously, mentally, I think, also physically, and also with breathing meditative ideas of things that can help you along the way, too. Tell everybody about that.
Well, if they go to shentrition.com, that's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com, what we're going to give them for their first purchase, their first bottle of Shentrition, that's a month supply, $47, they're going to get over $500 of free workshops. The first one's a holistic nutrition made simple workshop that I used to teach, and that was a $200 workshop. I'm going to give it to them for free, and that's a seed. They're going to get my wife, who's a movement expert. It's the best of core, yoga, strength training, and postural alignment, and a little 25-minute little thing that, you know, they need to do to open up the acupuncture meridians and get their body type right. And that's a DVD. They'll get that for free. That's a whole other workshop. And they'll also get a breathing meditation CD that's basically a little 10-minute thing they can do every day to correct the breathing process. Also, we're offering a 5% promotional if they go in there and put ATN for America Tonight. When they're purchasing it, they'll get another 5% knocked off.
Wow. All right, so we want to make sure that we tell everybody that 5% off would also be knocked off, and they just have to go to Shentrition. It's very easy, shentrition.com. If you forget it, send me an email. It's easy. And coming up next time when we talk to you, we're going to have callers call in and ask you questions. And, of course, and I'll tell people they can also email questions to americatonight.net. But I think it's terrific. I can't wait to see where I go from here because it just keeps getting better.
Well, that's awesome. It's just been, what, a month that you've been doing it now? And
yeah, barely
now?
A month. Not even a month. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. And then you're also taking, you're doing the cleanse, and are you also doing the Shen Tonic?
Yep, I just started doing that too.
Yeah, that's the strongest, most powerful formula I have. The reason why that formula is not out there in a big way like all the rest of them is because Americans have spoiled palates, just to be straight. And as you know, it's a very strong tasting formula, that concentrate. But if anyone out there is really having energy problems, low energy, chronic fatigue, and all of the other things that come along with that, that formula will correct it because it's a pure endocrine formula. It goes right to the adrenals, the body's batteries, and rebuilds the adrenals. Most of all of the other energy formulas out there are just giving people temporary fixes, meaning if they take it now, they're going to get some kind of energy based on the stimulant, and it's going to be temporary. But if you strengthen the adrenals, then the body will be like it was when it was a teenager.
Right, and it'll make a huge difference. Stephen, thanks. We'll talk to you next time around, and we'll take your questions. Hang with us, everybody.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Fighting authority. We're going to talk about that next on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Got any suggestions for the show? Got a good recipe? I always say this. I'm looking for a recipe for some good meatloaf or pound cake or something. I don't know. Send it to me at AmericaTonight.net. No, actually, you know what I'm really looking for a good recipe for, honestly? I love Italian food. I'd like a good chicken parmesan Italian recipe, because the one I have, you know, guys, what I'm talking about, when that cheese just slides off and it's the really gravy, because you call it gravy back east, it's that red sauce. Now I know some places I can get it in some Italian restaurants, but I'm talking about making it. So if you've got a good parm recipe, shoot it to me. I swear I'll cook it, I'll try it, and we'll talk about it on the air. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Hey, Matt, you seem like you're kind of a spammer guy. I'm thinking that you're cracking open, cans of Spam. Are you a cook at all?
I like to cook a lot. Not Spam, though. That's a Hawaiian thing.
It is a Hawaiian thing. I said that the other night. When you go to Hawaii, do you see Spam everywhere?
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Do you, when you say you like to cook, what kind of stuff? I mean, like, you can cook all kinds of things?
Of course.
That's a good woman's dream. As I was just going to say, if you really mean that, you are a woman's dream, because not a lot of guys can grill.
Yep.
But not a lot of guys cook, like not can cook a meal.
I can make like a chicken and rice baked dish. Mm. I can do lasagna, chicken noodle soup. I just made some buffalo wings recently. Mm. I can do it all.
That's a good quality.
Multifaceted.
Another reason why you're a woman magnet, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
That's a good thing to be, I think. Anyway, I'm thinking that. Hey, I was talking about, I guess I didn't mention this, but in talking about the late night shows we did earlier this week, we were talking about Conan O'Brien and the fact that his ratings started to dip in his first week in the Tonight Show, but it's only his first week. And we, Matt and I both agree that we think he'll pick up. And some of you sent me emails and you thought Conan was pretty clever and that he would do okay in the Jay Leno spot. Now, it remains to be seen what happens with Leno at 10 o'clock. Howard Stern, who used to be called the king of all media, I think he's kind of disappeared since he's been on Sirius XM. Some people might disagree with that. I believe that there was something about being able to push the envelope and the affiliates he had all over the country that made a difference. Now he's on Sirius XM, he can say what he wants. Whether you like Howard Stern or not, he's definitely unique, and he was smart out of the gate. He knew what people wanted, just like Rush Limbaugh in a much different way. He got the whole entertainment thing. So he goes on Letterman periodically, and he was on Letterman, and he talked about Jay Leno, and he apparently is not a big fan.
And I want to say something to this audience about loyalty. Dave put me on national television many, many years ago before I was known. And I have stuck with Dave. I didn't like Jay. I never liked Jay. I can't stand Jay. Let me say something. Now we can talk.
Thank you, Howard.
I never seen anybody who behaves like a robot like this guy. I watched his final show. He says goodbye to the Tonight Show. He's reading it off a teleprompter, for crying out loud. Where's the emotion and where's the humanity? Here's the host that we want to watch. Come on! Come on!
But thank you, Howard.
I really never got along with
that.
I went on this guy's show one time.
Who are we talking about now?
Jay Leno. I bring out two lesbians, right? I'm Howard Stern. I bring out two lesbians. He's shocked. He walked off his own show.
Really?
I knew it wouldn't last. I had a feeling.
All right, so joking, having a little fun with Letterman, saying he was on the show one time, but he prefers Letterman to Leno. It won't matter because once Leno's on at 10 o'clock, unless Letterman moves to 10 o'clock, then they won't go head-to-head anymore. It'll be a question of whether or not the 10 o'clock / 9 o'clock, depending on where you live, audience will take to Leno in that format at that time, and he probably has a shot. Certainly with reruns, I think he would have a shot when you're in the rerun season, although they're launching in the fall, and that's when the new TV season starts. So you're going up against, on the other networks, whatever the particular series are that might be super, super hot. And I guess it's whether you want comedy and variety versus whatever the dramatic show most likely is that would be on opposite, but he could start a new trend where we see more variety shows. Hey, time for some more of news you can abuse. Some interesting things here, including this one. A federal appeals court is saying no to a nasty note on toilet paper. Check this out. Can't make it up. Texas prison inmate George Morgan sent a vulgar message to a prosecutor. It was written on a piece of toilet paper. He said that he was just exercising his constitutional right of freedom of speech, but a federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling, tossing out his claim. The court said prison administrators had the right to dock Morgan 15 days of good time credits for the TP stunt. Morgan is serving a 23-year term on drug dealing charges, so he's just started that. He's going to be there for quite some time anyway. From Pendleton, Oregon, Cass Clark is 16 years old, but he's already working undercover, you might say. I've always wondered about this. He buys smokes in sting operations for the Oregon State Police. The high school sophomore says it's surprising how many people look at his ID and then end up selling him cigarettes anyway. He works with a plainclothes officer who has issued a dozen citations this year for selling cigarettes to minors. He makes about $8.40 an hour as a cigarette buyer. He hopes to go into law enforcement someday. Isn't that interesting? I always wonder about that. I've been in stores like I've been in convenience stores in Manhattan and even in Dallas and in California, and I swear, and who knows what anyone's age is, but I've seen people go to the counter and get cigarettes, and they're not asked for their ID, and remember, that's the law. So who knew that they have the undercover plants? It's probably a smart way to do it. Speaking of smart and not so smart, some crooks didn't have much luck with a cash machine. The cops in Alabama report that bandits in Phoenix City used a stolen backhoe to yank an ATM from its concrete base. The bad guys, check it out, loaded the cash machine onto a trailer and drove away. But along the way, the cash machine fell off. So the Phoenix City police chief, Ray Smith, says the crooks left the backhoe at the bank. They had no way of getting the ATM back on the trailer. They drove away, leaving the ATM behind. They're processing the ATM and the trailer for evidence. Unless they had gloves on, they probably have fingerprints, and good chance they'll most likely nail them. Crooks always leave something out. They always make a mistake. You know, it's never too late to get married. If you're a bachelor and you're listening to this show and you're a little bit older, who says what the cutoff point is? West Palm Beach, Florida. Over the weekend, 93-year-old Ebenezer Rose and 89-year-old Monica Hayden tied the knot in West Palm. They decided to get hitched after a brief courtship. They met in church about 20 years ago. Rose told the newspaper in that area, Palm Beach Post, that she had her eyes on him all those years, but says that he told his bride-to-be they were both lonely, so why not get married? They both had been widowed. All right. Gotta love that. 89, 93, why not? New York, let's head there. Visitors to the Big Apple. This is a big deal. When I was a kid, I went all the way up into the Crown. In fact, it's one of the good memories I have of my father, who died when I was 7. When I was a kid, like 5, maybe 6 tops, he took me up to the Crown. But the Crown has been closed. After 9/11, they shut it down. And they're going to open it September 4th. They're going to take reservations to get one of the best views of New York Harbor, and you do, in the skyline. They only allow 30 people an hour up to the Crown's steps because they're really super, super narrow. The National Park Service is taking phone reservations starting this past weekend. I think they started to do it. It'll be pretty tough because even to go to the Statue of Liberty, you have to get tickets. And if you go in the summertime, it seems, I've been there in September. Boy, you have to wait in line forever to get tickets just to get into the Statue of Liberty. Now with the Crown open, I think that's going to drive even more traffic. So if you decide you're going to New York and you want to do this, mark my words, you want to make sure that you get those reservations, because I think it'll be pretty tough to get up there without the reservations ahead of time. So do yourself a favor, pick up the phone. Jingle the phone and get the reservations to go all the way up if it's possible. But I bet you they're already booked up. In fact, I'll check with them, but I bet you they're already booked up for the first couple of weeks, especially 4th of July. That'll be huge. Speaking of huge, a ruling from a superior court judge in Washington State. In this case, the case of a woman who was furious and expressed her anger at a neighbor by leaning on her car horn at 6 a.m. Helen Imelt of Monroe got into a dispute with her neighbor after she learned that he had filed a complaint with their homeowners association about her chickens. She responded by parking in front of his house, starting at 5:50 in the morning the next day and leaning on her horn for 10 minutes straight. He called the police. She returned for a second round of honking 2 hours later. She was cited for a noise violation and appealed her conviction to the Superior Court, saying her honking was free speech. But Judge Richard Thorpe made a ruling the other day saying that honking the horn, which is done to annoy or harass others, is not speech. Oh, can you imagine if you had a neighbor that went nutty and did that to you 10 minutes at 6 o'clock in the morning? Oh, that would be the worst. We need our sleep, especially when we work these late hours. Coming up, birthdays and this day in history. Stick with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Coming up here in just a few seconds, we're going to go to the email. And just a reminder, you can always send us an email, americatonight.net. And I thank everybody who does send in their email. We've been getting a lot of emails lately on all kinds of different things that we hit on during the shows, and suddenly it'll pop up. And you make me smile because it means you're paying attention on some of the stuff that we've been talking about. Not always the hard-hitting, serious, what's happened with North Korea and the two American journalists, and the banks giving the money back, and will it be recycled or go to the Treasury, or some of the torture things, / interrogation memos, blah, blah, blah. A lot of it is on some of the more lifestyle-oriented things that we've talked about. So without further ado, let's go to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Very nice. People are starting to call me mistress. All right, this one is from Pete Shank, and Pete says, Kate, right on, dig the show. You do zoom around all over the place, but I love it. We do all have ADD, as you often say when you're talking about America Tonight. I'm going to say thumbs down on the 17 inches deal wide. hey, I'm not a big dude, but I don't think it's right to be prejudiced against those bigger people. I agree there should be different seat sizes. So if somebody's bigger, they can pay just a little bit more money. If someone's really tiny, hey, they can save some money. Maybe there would be an incentive to get a smaller airline seat, but there's no reason to humiliate people that way. It's typical of the airlines who are so brisk these days. All right, thanks for that one. Here's one from Dennis D., not to be confused with Dennis McMahon, who we love and sends me so many emails each and every night. And that doesn't mean we don't love you too, Dennis D., but Dennis D. says, hey, Kate, a couple of nights ago you were talking about Nancy Reagan, and I checked out the story that you were talking about, and man, you were right. She was pretty choked up about her dude, and the statue, as I looked at it, was a great likeness to Reagan. Boy, those Reagan years are way gone, huh? Yeah, those Reagan years are way gone. And I think I was talking about the national debt, how it trickled up after Reagan, how you had gone from our founding fathers to Reagan, and it was $1 trillion. Then you went after Reagan, and that's where it really started to click up. And, of course, now we know we are now. Here's one from where we are now. Here's one from Patricia. Hey, Kate, I love it when you do the movie reviews. Who picks your movies? Sometimes you leave out movies that I might have reviewed, especially the foreign language films. Well, Patricia, we do radio. And the problem is with the foreign language films, it doesn't really give you much to go on if I play you a little snippet of a trailer. Now, I can mention it and tell you what it's about, and I could run down all the movies, and so maybe I'll do that. But you don't want to play snippets of a French movie that nobody understands, or a German movie, or any of the other movies, because it would just be taking up airspace. Right, Matt?
Yeah, it doesn't work out so well.
It doesn't. And even on television, it would, you could have a little tiny bit and you could be funny. You could kind of do a funny thing. But if you watch any TV reviewers, they don't really do that either.
Yeah, well, with the foreign language stuff, when you're watching it, you can see the body language. You can get different things from it. But if you're just hearing the sounds of a different language,
mm-hmm.
you can't really. And then there wouldn't be any subtitles either. It just doesn't work that well.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's just too tough. It doesn't work that well. That's the best answer that we could come up with, and it's true. It's awkward, to say the least, unless you speak that language. Now, if there is a foreign film that's coming out and it's one that some of you want to see and you want to be our translator, have at it. Send me a note and we'll have you come on with me and you can translate the footage for us. You just have to get in touch with us a couple days ahead of time. So you can shoot me that email at americatonight.net. Hey, I'm all about giving an equal opportunity chance to anybody out there because you could translate it. So that could be kind of cool. You know, it's like when you have translators on news, you see this a lot. Somebody's from North Korea, somebody's from wherever, and they translate what it is they're saying. To me, that makes complete sense. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. So if you see an opportunity, snatch it, grab it, and we will do it. Today in history, let's get there. June 10th. That means, by my calculations, which could be way off, there are 204 days left in the year. I think that's pretty close anyway. Did you know that on this day in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio? Wow. Pretty cool because Alcoholics Anonymous has helped so, so many, many people. Also in 1940, Italy declared war on France and Britain. Canada declared war on Italy. In 1942, the Gestapo massacred 173 male residents in Czechoslovakia in retaliation for the killing of a Nazi official. Ugh, ugly. 1964, the Senate voted to limit further debate on a proposed civil rights bill, shutting off a filibuster by Southern senators. 1967, we leap up a couple of years, the Middle East war ended as Israel and Syria agreed to observe a UN-mediated ceasefire in the end, because that was a little bit of a drawn-out process. In 1977, James Earl Ray, the convicted assassin of civil rights leader Martin Luther King, escaped from Brushy Mountain State Prison in Tennessee with six others. He was recaptured on June 13th. Ooh, I forgot about that. In 1978, I talked about this the other night, a firm won the Belmont Stakes, and with it, horses horse racing's Triple Crown the last time we've had a Triple Crown winner, of course. 1982, the play Torch Song Trilogy by Harvey Fierstein opened on Broadway. You probably have seen Harry Fierstein, you just don't place the name. In 1985, socialite Klaus von Bülow was acquitted by a jury in Providence, Rhode Island. Big case. At the retrial on charges, he tried to murder his heiress wife, Martha Sonny von Bülow. 5 years ago, singer-musician Ray Charles, known for such hits as What I Say, Georgia on My Mind, and I Can't Stop Loving You, died in Beverly Hills. He was 73 years old. Didn't Jamie Foxx do such a great job of portraying him in the movie? I thought it was great. I mean, I think he nailed him pretty good. It's hard to do. I think it's hard to imitate somebody. It was kind of like Joaquin Phoenix doing Johnny Cash in Walk the Line. There is a thin line of imitation and trying to take on the character and not be a character of the person. In both cases, I think they both did a super job. Quickly, a few birthdays for you. Britain's Prince Philip is 88 years old. A big birthday for him. Attorney F.
Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
Yeah, we need birthday singers. Attorney F. Lee Bailey, or Flea as his friends call him, is 76 years old, famous for many cases, including the O.J. Simpson case. Also celebrating a birthday, former Senator John Edwards is 56 years old. Actor Andrew Stevens is 54 years old. Elliot Spitzer, the former New York governor, he was governor until he fooled around with call girls, 50 years old, a big one for him. Actress Gina Gershon is 47. She's in a lot of things lately. Actress Jeannie Triplehorn is 46. She's in the series Big Love. Also celebrating a birthday, rapper The D.O.C. is 41. Actor, or R&B singer rather, Faith Evans is 36. Actor Hugh Dancy is 34 years old. You've seen him in a ton of stuff. Olympic gold medal figure skater Tara Lipinski is 27 years old. Dallas Cowboys running back Marion Barber, in the day anyway, he was 26. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is 38 years old. Rock musician Joey Santiago is 44. Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating a birthday. Thanks so much to our technical director, Matt Johnson, for his help, and all of you who emailed me and listened to the show.
Okay, bye-bye. Show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.